Shalom and welcome to Daily Bread for Busy Moms, a daily Bible reading podcast that goes through the whole Bible in a year. We follow along with the weekly Torah portions and read daily from the Torah, the prophets, the writings, and the apostles. If you want to learn more about the podcast or connect with us online, find us at dailybreadmoms.com. There you'll find information about the journal. That's the Bible reading plan that we use, which Bible translation we use, and how to contact us. You'll also see information about how you can support the podcast by becoming a patron and how we can connect with you more. We've got some new things for our sweet patrons and are excited to let you hear from us in more ways beyond the daily Bible readings. So find us at dailybreadmoms.com. We look forward to connecting with you. Let's get to our podcast episode for today. Hi friends, it's Johanna here, your reader today. Today is Friday, the 26th of April. And on the Hebrew calendar, it is the 18th day of Nisan. We are on day 4 of the celebration of Passover. And today, I'll be reading for you from starting our first passage at Exodus 22, 25 through 23 and 19. Before we get into our readings, let's take a moment to bless God and thank Him for His word. Blessed are you, Lord our God, King of the universe, who gives the Torah of truth and the good news of salvation to his people Israel and to all peoples through his Son, Yeshua the Messiah, our Master. If you lend money to any of my people, to the poor among you, you are not to act like a debt collector with him. You are not to charge him interest. If you ever take your neighbor's cloak as a pledge, you are to return it to him before the sun goes down. For that is his only covering, his cloak for his skin. What will he sleep in? When he cries out to me, I will hear, because I am gracious. Do not despise God or curse a ruler of your people. Do not hold back the fullness of your crops or your vintage. You are to present the firstborn of your sons to me. Do the same with your cattle and with your sheep. For 7 days it is to be with its mother, and on the 8th day you are to give it to me. You are to be a holy people for me. You must not eat any flesh torn by beasts in the field. You may throw it out to the dogs. Do not spread a false report. Do not join hands with the wicked by becoming a malicious witness. Do not follow a crowd to do evil, nor are you to testify in a case to follow a crowd and pervert justice. On the other hand, nor should you take sides with a poor man in his case. If you find your enemy's ox or his donkey going astray, you must surely bring it back to him again. If you see the donkey of one that hates you lying down under its burden, do not leave it. Rather, you are to release it with him. You are not to pervert justice to your poor in his dispute. Stay far away from a false charge. Do not kill the innocent and the righteous, for I will not justify the guilty. Take no bribe, for a bribe blinds those who have sight and perverts the words of the righteous. Do not oppress an outsider, for you know the heart of an outsider, since you were outsiders in the land of Egypt. For 6 years you are to sow your land and gather the increase, but during the 7th year you are to let it rest and lie fallow, so that the poor among your people may eat. Whatever they leave behind, the animals of the field may eat. You are to deal with your vineyard and your olive grove in the same way. You are to do your work for 6 days, But on the seventh day you will rest, so that your ox and your donkey may have rest, and also the son of your handmaid and the outsider may be refreshed. With all the things that I have said to you, take heed, make no mention of the names of other gods, and do not let them be heard in your mouth. 3 times in the year you are to celebrate a festival for me. You are to observe the feast of Matzot. For 7 days you will eat matzot as I commanded you, at the time appointed in the month Aviv, for that is when you came out from Egypt. No one is to appear before me empty-handed. Also, you are to observe the feast of harvest, the first fruits of your labors that you sow in the field, as well as the feast of the ingathering at the end of the year, when you gather your crops from the field. 3 times in the year, all your men are to appear before the Lord God. Do not offer the blood of my sacrifice with chametz, nor is the fat of my feast to remain out all night until the morning. Bring the choicest first fruits of your land into the house of the Lord your God. Do not boil a kid in its mother's milk. That was Exodus 22 and verse 25, or 24, if you are reading from a translation that follows the Hebrew verse counting, through chapter 23 and 19. And now we're going to read Numbers 28, 19 through 25. You are to offer to the Lord burnt offering by fire, 2 young bulls, 1 ram, and 7 male lambs a year old. They are to be flawless. You are to offer their grain offering of fine flour mixed with oil, 3/10 of an ephah per bull, 2/10 per ram, and 1/10 per each of the 7 lambs, plus 1 goat for a sin offering to atone for yourselves. In addition to the morning burnt offering and regular burnt offering, you are to offer these. Just like this, you are to offer each day. For 7 days, the food to be offered by fire for each day is a pleasing aroma to the Lord, beside the regular burnt offering with its drink offering. On the 7th day, you are to have a sacred assembly, and you are to do no laborious work. That was Numbers 28, verse 19 through 25. And now our portion for today from the prophets is Isaiah 43. But now says the Lord, the one who created you, O Yaakov, the one who formed you, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name, you are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you, or through the rivers, they will not overflow you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned, nor will the flame burn you. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. I have given Egypt as your ransom, Ethiopia and Seba in your place. Since you are precious in my eyes, honored because I love you, I will give a man in exchange for you, and other peoples for your life. Do not fear, for I am with you. I will bring your offspring from the east and gather you from the west. I will say to the north, give them up, and to the south, do not hold them back. Bring my sons from afar, and my daughters from the ends of the earth. Everyone who is called by my name, whom I created for my glory, I formed him, yes, I made him. Bring out the people who are blind, yet have eyes, who are deaf, yet have ears. All the nations are gathered together, and the peoples are assembled. Who among them can declare this and proclaim to us former things? Let them present their witnesses, so they may be justified, or let them hear and say, it's true. You are my witnesses, it is a declaration of the Lord, and my servant, whom I have chosen, so that you may know and believe me, and understand that I am he. Before me no God was formed, and there will none after me. I am the Lord, and there is no Savior beside me. I alone declared, saved, and proclaimed, and not some foreign God among you. So you are my witnesses. It is a declaration of the Lord, and I am God. From eternity I am He. None can deliver from my hand. I act, and who can reverse it? Thus says the Lord, your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. For your sake I will send to Babylon and bring down the fleeing Chaldeans, all of them, in the ships in which they exult. I am the Lord, your Holy One, the Creator of Israel, your King. Thus says the Lord, who makes a way in the sea and a path in the mighty waters, who drew out chariots and horses, the army and the warrior. They will lie down together and not rise again. They are extinguished, quenched like a wick. Do not remember former things, nor consider things of the past. Here I am, doing a new thing. Now it is springing up. Do you not know about it? I will surely make a way in the desert, rivers in the wasteland. The field animals honor me, the jackals and the ostriches, because I give waters in the desert, rivers in the wilderness, to give drink to my chosen people, the people I formed for myself, so they might declare my praise. Yet you have not called on me, Yaakov, for you have been weary of me, Israel. You have not brought me sheep for your burnt offerings, nor have you honored me with your sacrifices. I did not compel you to serve offerings, nor wearied you with incense. You have not spent money buying me aromatic cane, nor have you satisfied me with the fat of your sacrifices. Rather, you burdened me with your sins, wearied me with your iniquities. I am the one who blots out your transgressions for my own sake. I will not remember your sins. Remind me when we argue our case together. State your case so you may be proved right. Your first father sinned, and your mediators rebelled against me. So I profaned the sanctuary officials and gave Yaakov over to destruction and Israel to scorn. That was Isaiah 43. And now our portion from the writings will be Proverbs 23. When you sit down to dine with a ruler, consider carefully what is set before you, and put a knife to your throat if you possess a large appetite. Do not crave his delicacies, for that food is deceptive. Do not wear yourself out to get rich. Be wise enough to restrain yourself. When you cast your eyes on riches, it is gone, for it surely sprouts wings and flies off into the sky like an eagle. Do not eat the food of a stingy person, or desire his delicacies. For as he thinks within himself, so is he. Eat and drink, he says to you, but his heart is not with you. You will vomit up the morsel you ate, and will waste your pleasant words. Do not speak in the ears of a fool, for he will disdain the wisdom of your words. Do not move an ancient boundary stone, or encroach on fields of the fatherless, for their Redeemer is strong. He will plead their case against you. Apply your heart to discipline, and your ears to words of knowledge. Do not withhold correction from a child. If you strike him with a rod, he will not die. Punish him with a rod and deliver his soul from Sheol. My son, if your heart is wise, then my heart also will be glad. Yes, my inmost being will rejoice when your lips speak what is right. Do not let your heart envy sinners, but always be in the fear of the Lord. For surely there is a future, and your hope will never be cut off. Listen, my son, and be wise, and guide your heart in the right way. Do not join those drinking too much wine or gorging on meat, for both drunkards and gluttons will be impoverished. Grogginess will clothe them with rags. Listen to your father who begot you, and do not despise your mother when she is old. Acquire truth, and do not sell it. Acquire wisdom, instruction, and understanding. The father of a righteous one rejoices greatly. Whoever fathers a wise child delights in him. Let your father and your mother be glad. Let she who bore you rejoice. My son, give your heart to me, and let your eyes observe my ways. For a prostitute is a deep pit, an adulterous woman is a narrow pit. Indeed, she lies in wait like a robber and increases the unfaithful among men. Who has woe? Who has sorrow? Who has fights? Who has complaining? Who has bruises for no reason? Who has red eyes? Those who linger long over wine, who go looking for mixed wine. Do not gaze at wine when it is red, when it sparkles in the cup, when it glides down smoothly. In the end, it bites like a serpent and stings like a viper. Your eyes will see strange things. Your heart will utter perverse things. Then you will be like one lying down in the heart of the sea, or sprawled on the top of a mast. They hit me, but I was not hurt. They beat me up, but I did not feel it. When will I wake up? I will look for another drink. That was Proverbs 23. And now for our final portion for today's readings. It's from the Apostles, and we will read 2 Peter chapter 2. But false prophets also arose among the people, just as there will also be false teachers among you. They will secretly bring in destructive heresies. They will even deny the master who bought them, bringing swift destruction upon themselves. Many will follow their immoral ways, and as a result, the way of the truth will be maligned. In their greed, they will exploit you with false words. Their judgment from long ago is not idle, and their destruction does not slumber. For God did not spare angels when they sinned, but threw them into Sheol. He put them in chains of gloomy darkness, to be held until the judgment. He did not spare the ancient world. He preserved only Noah, a proclaimer of righteousness, along with seven others, when he brought a flood upon the world of the ungodly. He devastated the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah, reducing them to ashes, making them an example of what is going to happen to the ungodly. He rescued Lot, a righteous man deeply troubled by the shameless immorality of the wicked. For that righteous man, while living among them, was tormented in his righteous soul day after day by lawless deeds he saw and heard. Therefore, the Lord certainly knows how to rescue the godly from trials, and how to keep the unrighteous being punished until the day of judgment, especially those who follow after the flesh in its unclean desires and who despise the Lord's authority. Brazen and arrogant, these people do not tremble while slandering glorious beings. Yet even angels, though stronger and more powerful, do not bring a slanderous charge against them before the Lord. But these people are like irrational animals, creatures of instinct born to be captured and killed. They malign what they don't understand, and in their destruction they will be utterly destroyed. They will pay back for what they have done, evil for evil. They consider carousing in broad daylight a pleasure. They are blots and blemishes, reveling in their deceitful pleasures while feasting together with you. They have eyes full of adultery that never stop sinning, enticing unstable souls. They have hearts trained in greed, a cursed brood. They have abandoned the straight way. They have gone astray. They have followed the way of Bilaam, the son of Beor, who loved the wages of wickedness. But he received a rebuke for his own wrongdoing. A dumb donkey spoke with a man's voice and put a stop to the prophet's madness. These people are springs without water and mists driven by a storm. The gloom of utter darkness has been reserved for them. For by mouthing grandiosities that amount to nothing, they entice in sensual, fleshly passions those who are barely escaping from those who live in error. They promise them freedom, while they themselves are slaves of corruption. For a person is a slave to whatever has overcome him. For if, after escaping the world's pollution through the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Yeshua the Messiah, they again become entangled in these things and are overcome, the end for them has become worse than the beginning. For it would have been better for them not to have known the way of righteousness than, after learning about it, to turn back from the holy commandment passed on to them. What has happened to them confirms the truth of the proverb, "A dog returns to its vomit," and "A scrubbed pig heads right back into the mud." That was 2 Peter chapter 2, and it concludes our readings for today. However, if you are reading through the Apostles twice in this year's reading cycle, you'll be reading Matthew 11 today also. I pray that the scriptures were a blessing to you today and that they encouraged and edified your heart and your spirit. Much love to you all from me, and thank you for your prayers for our family and for Israel at this time. My husband has been called back into reserves, so he is going to be gone again. And I just appreciate every last one of you who has shown so much love and support and let us know that you're praying for us. And thank you from the bottom of my heart. Happy Passover, Chag Sameach to all of you from us, and Shalom from Israel. Until next time. Thank you.